All right, big day today. I love it. I get excited when breaking stuff takes over and we have to improvise and throw things off the rundown and change things up.
Throw the rundown out.
Yeah, we did. When Carlos Correa leg drops off the top rope back into Houston, you gotta roll with it, and not to mention all the moves they made as well. And good to see a lot of people are excited about it. And you should. Coming up here in a little bit, you will hear the latest Milner montage as he did a little something for Carlos Correa coming back. And you'll want to hear that coming up here in a bit. I do want to pass this across. One, really good news if you missed it. Do you have that, Tyler? I meant to late for you. The home run that Jeremy Peña hit last night as he was in Sugarland. This should be his last game with the Space Cowboys. Hopefully he is able to go up to Boston and get right into the lineup. We talked about it yesterday that he had two strikeouts, but he scored two runs, walked, got hit by a pitch. But he got things going out there.
I got it.
And we talked about from the standpoint, it's not really about his results. It's more about how does he feel and everything. This was ribs, not, you know, anything that you look at and say, oh, boy, if he's 0 for 5, boy, we can't bring him up. Well, last night he had a couple of swings. His first at-bat, he hit the ball really, really hard and well into an out. But then he had this happen a little bit later on.
Two outs, first offer to him, and Peña hits this high in the air, deep to left, and that one is gone! That's what the people showed up for tonight. Jeremy Peña, a solo shot to left. I think the swing looks pretty good. 6-1 Space Cowboys on the blast by Peña.
Well, the last at-bat, he hit it very well.
By that, when he said, I think the swing looks pretty good, I think he said, I think this is the last time I'll be calling the Jeremy Peña game right now as he will go back to Boston. But he looks good. He looks like he's ready to go. Should see him, I would think, by those results, Clint, see him this weekend in Boston. So that is a really good sign to get him back. As I said yesterday, I think he's as important as anybody that's injured to get back.
Oh, absolutely. Look, Space Cowboys fans, look, there's plenty more to come, but not of Jeremy Peña. He's heading to Boston. I mean, you got a lot of guys coming up your way and plenty of reason to buy tickets and go hang out and watch good baseball, but I don't believe Peña's going to be in that lineup any longer. So
no,
I'm with you. That was a beautiful, beautiful crack of the bat. The sound sounded like it was almost manufactured. Almost wasn't real. But yeah, man, how quick can we get this guy on a private jet and get his ass to Boston? There ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah, or United.
Ain't no chance. That's my opinion, man.
Shoot, I don't know, man. Again, they put a Litmus Diaz on that Sprinter van. But anyway, I think it is also good to note, as you said, he won't be in that Space Cowboy lineup anymore. Also, it looks like, and judging by the moves that were made today and yesterday, no surprise, it looks like Isak Paredes won't be in the Astros lineup anytime soon. According to Bob Nightingale, Hotel Bobby, the Astros are now bracing themselves to be without third baseman Isak Paredes for at least 6 to 7 months with his torn hamstring. The hope is he can be ready by opening day of 2026. So
that
is a big blow, Clint. He was on track to hit over 30 home runs and have a big run-producing season. But they lose him, obviously. They replace him right now with Correa. But that is a tough loss because he was one of the guys in the trade you didn't talk about a lot with the youth of Cam Smith and the pitching with Wisniewski. But he was probably the best he was the best out of the group. He was an all-star this year, and it's a big loss to lose him. But it looks like it may be a while when initially they said, we'll see. But now it looks like it may have been torn off the bone or something, looking 6 to 7 months.
Yeah, man. Look, obviously something you don't ever want to see, especially to a guy like Isak Paredes, who was just having such a tremendous year and really While everybody else was injured, I mean, he was just kind of leading the pack, if you will, and leading the pack at times up to, again, 5-6-7 game lead in the division. So would have loved to see him finish this thing out, but the truth is clearly they're going to miss him for a while, and they're not bracing. They have braced. Carlos Correa, Ramon Urias, I mean, they've made two moves for two different guys that can play third base at an even higher level of than Paredes can defensively. And so, I think it's unfortunate. I was looking forward to seeing him make this run with the Astros, but glad they were able to find somebody to take a spot.
Yeah,
we'll see what it looks like in the future. By the way, you're gonna have three really good third basemen. You have to figure out what you're gonna do.
Yeah, somebody's gonna have to run to the outfield, whatever, something. Yeah, that'll be for years to come. By the way, Clint, from Bob Nightingale, I think really Bob Nightingale Jr. Said this first. Who was a beat writer for the Twins. And Bob Nightingale, Hotel Lobby Bobby, 2 Chainz, the man who likes a little vodka and a splash of cranberry, he retweeted it. The Twins are receiving left-handed pitcher Matt McCluskey from the Houston Astros in the Carlos Correa salary dump trade. So I don't know. We still don't know the amount of money that the Twins are picking up on this $102 million deal left, but they're picking up some money and getting a pitching prospect from the Astros in that. So nobody we know. I thought Chaz might be a part of this. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Well, I mean, I think there's probably a couple of guys. There's a couple of them outfielders that I would imagine were holding on to their boots, man. I mean, because Chaz would be one of them for what he did a year, 2 years ago. But you got a couple of those young guys that have come up and shown to be promising in a short stint here. This year, and Bryce Matthews thing is what scared the hell out of me. Once you sign Correa, you start looking around and you go, man, you got too many infielders.
Would you been all right with if Bryce Matthews was involved in one of these trades?
That'd have been tough for me to. That'd have been a tough pill for me to swallow, man. That's a top prospect that's done just enough right now to really have us all turned on for the future of what he brings to that middle infield. With Pena, that would have been a risky move to move him for any of these guys, really. But definitely anybody not named Correa.
That would have been a little too much. By the way, real quick. And we can maybe push this on the other side. With these moves they've made, obviously they didn't get maybe the pitcher yet, but who knows? If Christian Javier is Christian Javier, then they got a top-of-the-rotation type starter, and that could be that third starter they're looking for. Do you feel like the Astros now are a serious contender? You feel that way? Clint, you feel like they're a serious contender.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were teasing that. I'm looking at the clock. My bad. Yeah, absolute. Hell yes.
Did you feel that way before these moves were made?
No. There had to be a caveat, right? Before the moves were made, Ron, it was a deal like if everybody comes back healthy. And by the way, this is before we knew the extent of Paredes' injury. If everybody comes back healthy and everybody is a good to great version of themselves that we know, then yeah, there's you got a chance. The truth of the matter is there's nobody running away with the American League, right? And there's some loaded teams that right now are may get hot at the right time and be a real problem in the American League. But the reality of it is you got 5 or 6 teams up there, and I think any of those 5 or 6 teams could be the representative in the World Series out of the American League. And the Astros are one of those teams. I feel like The difference between now and then is the caveat was solely on, well, if you get healthy and everybody is nails, then you got a shot. Now, I don't think you're as dependent on every single body coming back and being nails. It'd be nice, but I don't think you're as dependent as you once were.
Yeah, it was all predicated on health. And clearly we've seen with a lot of those guys, it's not health that you can just depend on, that they were going to be back. Right. That was the scary part of it is. Yeah. Because right now what they were at, everything has to go right. Like it was Framber and Hunter Brown have got to be absolute nails and just win two win starts every time they start in the postseason and find a way to put together stuff and hope that, you know, one of your big guns like Yordan Alvarez comes back and is able to be Yordan that we know and love. Now you've given yourself to me a real opportunity to do a lot of different things. They're versatile. They can mix and match. Yep. Platoon. They can do a lot more right now.
I'm 100% with you there, man. I think this, you had a real problem if you get bad news in center field. You had a real problem. Yep. if you got bad news from Paredes, which you did. Like, you had some real problems there. Now with these additions, you've got answers.
Yep. All right, coming up, Miller Montage is he has a little montage on Carlos Correa, who returns. We'll get your thoughts about that, as well as best bets. He's on a roll, fellas. He's on a roll, ladies. Better step with him, all right, man? He only lost one bet last night, baby. In the green last night. That's 2 days in a row. So T-Mill's best bets are coming up as we continue on a really, really great day for the Astros.